So there must be an easy way to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. Can you tell us what
it
is?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of really smart coaches that have come up with that to the result of a four-goal average a game. They're more than just great players. You know, they're a structured group. And because they have good structure in their game, they get to move faster. So they know where they're supposed to be. They know where the puck's supposed to go. And they have a certain ease about the way they move around the ice because they have got some experience playing with each other and have real good like nonverbal communication. They know what they're trying to do.
Some of the worst games that this group of players has had in the last couple of years have come against Pittsburgh, and where they've, you know, kind of abandoned what they were doing early, and Pittsburgh's been able to put up big, big numbers against them. Obviously, I don't think you probably remind them of that, but how do you get them to not, you know, if they're down 2-0 or 3-0, how do you make sure that you guys stay in your game all night long?
Well, first, I mean, there's probably two teams that, you know, if you're an individual player and you get to play one game, you'd be playing for the Chicago Blackhawks or the Pittsburgh Penguins, right? Everybody wants to be a dangler. Everybody wants to play that game. And your team can get lulled into that too. If there's some up and down the ice and lots of sharp passes and you're making a few too, and hey, we can do this too. And you want to. So you play a style of game that's a grinding, hard game, and that's where we've had our success. And your red flag is the first opportunity that you get an opportunity to get away from that, you know, drive on some smoother road, away you go. And that will be our challenge here tonight to, you know, we've got 3 and 4 and sometimes 5 guys on a puck, and we're swinging at it, and we're going to grind it out and in. And for us, I'm looking for our gap control more than anything else. So we have the confidence to keep a tight gap on some players that can beat you one-on-one. And that's your first reaction to that is to give 2, 3, 4 more feet of ice to buy yourself a little bit of time. But you just can't give those guys any ice to play on. So we have to play that tight gap game. And as we always say, Pittsburgh doesn't need any help creating offense. So we've got to do things with the puck that don't feed their game.
Talking about that gap control, Mike Johnston had talked about how their power play gives them room off the power play because people are backing off, afraid to take penalties. How do you strike that balance between aggressive but not too aggressive?
So real good learning experience for our team. There are certain penalties that we understand that we're going to take. We would like them to be physicality penalties. There's penalties, and it seems to be a bit of a theme around the league. There seems to be a lot of tripping penalties. You get your stick in the guy's feet. There seems to be more and more of that. Now, maybe it's because players' feet are always moving now. But the ones that we really want to be careful is you got yourself in a bad position on the ice and your stick has to come up where your hand comes out instinctively. So nobody's thinking about taking a bad penalty or, hey, maybe I can get away with this. What's happened is they've gotten to the wrong side. They've gotten in behind a player. And now that's their natural reaction, get the hand out, just a little tug. And those are the penalties that you've got to stay away from. The problem, the challenge with Pittsburgh is in the way that they can skate. Transition the puck, then skate. You may think you've got a good gap, and their speed says that you don't have a good gap. So they're a big game of a test for us. Can we keep our gap and stay tight gapped against a team that skates very well and transitions very well? And in the event, and there's going to be points in the game where we're unable to do that, you know, our reaction to it, are we taking the penalty or just relying at times on our goaltender, pucks to the outside, things of that nature?
Paul, Destin looked to be in a little bit of discomfort when he was leaving the ice. Is he okay?
He's a large man covering a great amount of distance to hit the ice. Yeah, we think he's fine.
Paul, their penalty kill, And what do you have to do to get to it? Everybody talks about their offense, right, but their defense has been pretty good the past five or six games.
Penalty kill's been good, and it's been good for a while there. They've got a good structure to it. So, again, they skate well and they have good sticks. There's a skill component to killing penalties, getting your stick on the puck, knocking down passes through the seams, and then what happens to the puck when you get first touch. So they've got players that they put out there, and I think maybe the defenseman slightly underrated that. If it's on their sticks, they get the clear. You know, they're pretty strong with that. And they're confident, so they're aggressive. So they take a chunk of your power play away just by forcing you to work on your own possession, getting control of it, getting settled down. And they're in the lanes, and in shot blocking is not an issue for them. They're willing to do it. So there's not a lot of easy shots to the net. So having a bit of a five-on-five mentality until that possession is acquired is going to be real important for us. And then, you know, we've we liked our mentality last game. Clearly the results were there for us, but I thought we moved, didn't get so excited about having set up time that we stood in our setup the entire night and just, you know, it all sounds cliche, but just pucks to the net at that point off that, you know, quickness of pucks to the net.
As a coach, do you like the challenge of having a red hot defense take on the highest scoring team in the league?
I'm sure I'm going to answer that one honestly. Yeah, you want to. I'm excited about every game, though. Even if I'm standing up here and I don't seem like it, I'm pretty excited going out on that bench. So would you? So Getzlaff and Perry are out the other night, right? So you ask the visiting coach, would you rather, you know, the challenge of playing against them and beating them head on? I don't know what his answer is going to be. So yeah. This is a great challenge for us. We're excited about playing a big game. We're going to take the positives from it one way or the other, and we're going to work on the negatives from this game, and it's not going to define us in 2 days when we're playing Ottawa.
Paul, do you notice much of a change structurally or systematically with Mike Johnson taking over here for Pittsburgh?
I've always thought they were a fairly structured team. I think they're all of the very best teams in some ways are easy to pre-scout in terms of what they do because they're very consistent with what they do. That's their forecheck. There's their neutral zone. They seem very comfortable in their game right now. There's not a lot of variation. There's very little desperation in the negative sense of what they're doing. They're positionally very solid. They move the puck. They're sharp. They're playing fast. They're quick. They're confident. We've seen Pittsburgh play like that in the past, but they do seem very comfortable in their game. And part, you know, it's all blades together, right? When you're running at 40% on the power play, your 5-on-5 game can be pretty relaxed. I don't mean easy. I mean, you've got lots of confidence, right? You're scoring at 4 a game. You can go out there when the puck drops and not be in a panic and do all the things good teams do. Play hard, make the most of your opportunities, frustrate the other team. Wait till you get your chances. So, yeah, they look very calm in their game, but they're playing at a real high level. I find them to be quite intense in their games.